no contradiction between worldly desires and ritual duties in Islam, in the words of Imam Musasad.
در آیه دیگر می‌خوانیم یا ایها الذین آمنوا استجیبوا لله و للرسول اذا دعاکم لما یحییکم.
In the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24, we read, O you who have faith, answer Allah and the Apostle when He summons you to that which will give you life. The Quran here has considered the Holy Prophet's invitation to Islam as a cause for life. Unfortunately, pious people today believe that religion is only good for the time of death and the moment you leave this world. For this reason, young people who think religion has nothing to do and is not in harmony with the way of life, working and making efforts for providing a good future, will turn their back on it. This is while that for certain, Islam or any other divine religions have never ignored or prohibited any natural instinct or desires of mankind. They have never stopped us from eating and drinking, but have told us to choose the right way for eating and drinking, not to exceed the limits and not go extreme. The same order of moderation could be observed regarding the sexual desires of human beings. This desire has never been suppressed by any religion.
رهبانیت نامیده شده و گفته شده است که لا رهبانیت در اسلام لیکن
In Islam, suppressing and stopping such natural desires are called renunciation. And it is said that there is no renunciation in Islam. However, one must avoid assault to his wife and not to go extreme in his sexual desires. As long as necessary for life, it is just like eating and drinking, enjoying the beauties of life and the divine blessings in a reasonable manner, not only are allowed, but also desired by God, as we have received from the traditions of the infallible Imams. So it is possible to move in a way where human's body enjoys, and his soul is happy and his moods and thoughts are calm, and at the same time his self is satisfied. What good would it do those who ignore a great part of them, their instinct and natural spirit for finding God, or get drawn in their lusts and pleasure, or even retire from society and communicative life? One should educate, become a socialized person, and still remain a religious person. All these gather and unify. All will establish a single path.
همه اینها با هم جمع می شود بلکه همه اینها یک راه است.
Every other day you can listen to Ulama's speech only on COI Radio on Hotbird 12.437 GHz frequency 27500 horizontal.